The Kraft Foods Company brings you The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Laura. Now, thanks for the call, Angel, but tonight is out, unless you'll settle for hot dogs and pop. I had a client, but he got killed before he paid me. You know, a thing like that's not only murder, it's a crime.
This is Ed Herlihy, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of everybody's gun. Before the Falcon solves tonight's case, let's listen to this.
Miracle Whip
has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip
tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip,
only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip,
best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip tastes really good. Not too sharp, not too mild, but just exactly right. And Miracle Whip tastes different, too. Different from any other salad dressing. Try it yourself. See why it's America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip. Now, the case of everybody's gun. It's Wednesday night in New York, and tall, sleepy-eyed Spencer Hollister has just admitted Jack Landis to his expensive penthouse apartment. Landis, a stocky, good-looking young fellow, sits on the arm of a chair, lighting a cigarette, while Hollister walks to his desk, opens it, and reaches in. He has just promised Landis a $5,000 check. When he pulls his hand from the drawer, instead of a checkbook, he has a gun in it.
All right, Landis, don't move.
I'm not moving.
You don't seem surprised.
I've learned to expect anything.
Well, will it surprise you to learn that I know all about you?
Not terribly.
You don't believe me. Well, I happen to know your credentials are forged. I happen to know you've converted almost all the checks to cash already, and you expect to cash those you collected this weekend first thing in the morning and clear out.
All right, you go to the head of the class. Now what?
You have over $100,000 cash that you've swindled people out of by trading on their generosity. Rather a nasty business, wouldn't you say? There's really nothing lower than a charity fake.
I'll go sit in a corner.
People would be furious if they hear about it.
If?
You laid your plans carefully, but there are a few things you've overlooked. For instance, you have me on your sucker list as someone with a lot of cash and no brains, right?
Next time I'll give my prospective donors an IQ test.
Underestimating my intelligence wasn't your biggest mistake. Overestimating my bank account was.
Don't tell me you're a pauper, Hollister.
Worse. A debtor. Don't let this penthouse fool you. Or the name Hollister, either. The family fortune is a thing of the past. I'm in hock.
You're breaking my heart.
Don't feel too bad about it. You can help me out.
Can I?
You're giving me $75,000 in cash tonight.
I didn't know I was so generous.
I'm not fooling. Otherwise, I'll call the police.
I thought you disapproved of the way I made the money.
That's why I want to relieve you of it.
Well, what do you know? Brother Rhett.
Well, since we so thoroughly disapprove of each other, don't you think we ought to cut this conversation short?
I think.
Good. Then let's go get the cash. I've been told money talks, and that's a conversation I'd much rather listen to.
Homicide Squad, Sergeant Corbett speaking.
Oh, good morning, Dimple.
Uh-oh, now don't tell me, let me guess.
Anything your little heart desires.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Vegetable.
Is it a private detective?
How did you know?
They call him the Falcon.
On the nose.
His name is Mike Waring?
Bullseye.
I give up, who is it?
Two other guys.
All right, Waring, what's up?
Well, I just lost a client.
And I thought you were such a good detective.
Yeah, so did my client. That's why he hired me.
What changed his mind for him?
A bullet.
You mean I gotta go to work?
Well, that's up to you. I'm just reporting the murder like a good little citizen.
When did it happen?
Sometime last night.
Name of the stiff?
Spencer Hollister. Two L's.
Where'll I find him?
Garraway Apartments, penthouse.
You there now?
Yep.
Well, stay there. I'll be right over.
All right, but as long as you're taking down the vital statistics, wouldn't you like to know the name of the murderer?
You've got it.
Got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I'm listening, Waring.
Hollister hired me to check up on a character named Jack Landis. Landis was soliciting funds on a charity deal, big funds. Hollister suspected he was a phony. He hired me to check up. Well, I found out Hollister was right. Landis was a phony. Yesterday, I gave Hollister the dope. Today, I dropped ground to pick up the check he promised me and found him with a bullet in his inside.
And you figure Landis put it there.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's worth checking on. I'll have him picked up.
Good boy. Landis probably killed Hollister because he knew too much. And since I'm the guy who told Hollister what he knew, Landis might decide to do the same for me.
Why aren't we laying low, Landis? You heard the radio. They've got the net out for you.
Yeah, for me. So what are you worrying about, Whitey?
But I'm with you.
If it bothers you, you can drop me at Thelma's.
Hell, but you're not going up there.
Why not?
It's the first place the cops will look.
In that case, they should be through by the time I get there. So take me there and you can run over to your place in Jersey.
Okay, Landis, but believe me, you're asking for trouble.
Well, I don't always get what I ask for, Whitey. So stop worrying.
Jack.
Is it such a shock?
No, but the papers say the police are looking for you.
Yeah, so I'd better get out of the hall. Close the door.
All right. I thought you'd try to get out of town.
And leave you?
This is pretty risky.
I don't think so. The police will think the same as you. They won't be looking for me in New York.
They might.
I don't think you're very happy to see me.
I'm worried for you.
Is that why you forgot to give me a kiss?
I'm sorry, here.
Hey, baby, it's cold inside.
I guess I'm worried. Did you really kill that man?
Oh, so that's what's bothering you.
Did you?
I never pretended I was an angel, sweetheart.
But to kill a man...
You're doing all right, baby, aren't you?
Yes, but
I... Then just remember this. Never look a gift mink in the mouth.
I can't help worry.
Forget it. We've got work to do.
Work?
You're going to help me dye my hair.
Oh. Does that mean you'll be staying around a while?
You don't sound pleased.
I just don't think it's safe.
Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to think it wouldn't be safe for me to leave.
What do you mean by that?
Well, this way I can keep an eye on you.
What's on your mind? You've been hinting at something ever since...
Ever since I got frostbitten.
You won't believe it. It's just that I'm worried about you.
Sure I will. Only I can't help wondering whether what's worrying you is that I'll get caught. Or you will.
Who's there?
Me. Elliot.
Oh, dear. Just a minute. Come in quick.
Yeah.
I told you on the phone to stay away from here, Elliot. Jack's been hanging around.
You also told me you went over to see Whitey Acosta today.
But he'll be back.
At least he'll give us a chance to talk. We've got to decide what to do.
There's nothing we can do.
We can turn Landis into the police.
I wouldn't dare. He'd kill me.
From jail?
I have no guarantee they'd hold him.
Well, he wouldn't have to know. The police are after him already.
Yeah, that's right.
We just have to be sure that there's no way of his finding out you had anything to do with the tip-off.
He'd be sure to suspect.
He doesn't know about me. Maybe I could do something.
He suspects there's somebody else, though.
He can't be very suspicious or he wouldn't have left you alone.
Well, we all make mistakes, fella.
Jack.
Oh, she's always so happy to see me. Whitey got kind of boring. I thought things would be more interesting around here. That's why I'm back so soon. Seems I was right.
Please, Jack, don't do anything.
Aren't you going to introduce me to your friend? Well, it looks like I'll have to do it myself. I'm Jack Landis. You're,
Elliot Crane.
Pleased to know you, Mr. Crane. Oh, by the way, Thumb, I want to apologize for this sudden appearance. I had to make it the back way because anyone as popular as I am with the law can't very well be seen riding in elevators.
What are you going to do?
That worries you, doesn't it? Hmm? Or is it this gun that frightens you? Or the fact that you plan to double-cross me? Or maybe the combination, Or why doesn't somebody say something? I don't like to hog the conversation.
Elliot, do something. I know the look on his face.
What can
Yes, indeed. What can
He's going to kill us.
Oh, now, sweetheart. You know that I... Oh.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I'm dizzy.
Elliot, quick.
Yeah. All right, mister, I'll take that gun. Just
let me sit down.
Sure, sit right there, but I've got the gun.
Yeah, so I see. Now, Thelma, you disappoint me. Do you really think I was going to kill you?
You had a gun.
What would killing you accomplish? Revenge? No, that's true, but it's petty. You should know, sweetheart, that I'm never petty.
He wants to talk his way out of it. Don't let him, Thelma. Call the police while I keep an eye on him.
You'll need more than an eye.
I also have a gun.
Which doesn't happen to be loaded, whereas this one does.
Elliot, don't reach for that.
I told you it wasn't loaded. That's why I brought along this other one.
I don't understand.
I'll explain it to you in a minute, but first put that gun down on the desk. Go ahead, or do you want me to prove that this one's loaded?
All right. I'm putting it down. There.
That's better. I hate to disappoint you, but you won't be getting this one from me. I don't make a habit of the dizzies. I don't look so worried. I told you I wasn't going to kid you.
What are you going to do?
I also told you it'd be nothing petty. There's a little narcotic scheme I have in mind that ought to net $250,000. But there's a certain amount of risk involved. And it occurred to me that young Mr. Crane here is just the man to take that risk.
You want me to...
To help get it past customs.
Oh, I couldn't.
Well, that's up to you. If you don't, Thelma's going to be found with a bullet in her head. And the bullet is going to come from that gun you had, which has got your fingerprints on it.
No, please, I...
You got your choice. Take orders or face a murder rap.
Oh, what can I say?
Yes or no. But I hope it'll be yes, because I promised Thelma that I wouldn't kill her, and I hate to be a liar. But, under the circumstances... I don't think I'll have to be. Do you?
Hello, Waring. Thought I'd find you at Ed's Lunch and that.
Corbett, sit down. Want to pick a rib with me or pick my brain?
I'm looking for a lead.
Well, if it's a lead you want, Sergeant, I'll give you one.
Oh, hello, Ed.
Hi, Sarge. Oh, believe me, in this warm weather, the best lead anyone can give you is a nice, cool salad.
Made with Miracle Whip, no doubt.
Naturally, because there's nothing like Miracle Whip to give you a really delicious flavor to your salad.
Now, look, Ed, I know that your salads are good. I know that Miracle Whip makes them the best doggone salads I ever ate. But, right now, I've got something else on my mind.
Something else?
Oh, good grief, Corbett, don't scare him so. Ed doesn't know that there isn't room for more than one thing in your mind.
Oh, no, Sergeant. That wasn't what I meant. Not at all. I meant there couldn't be something else like Miracle Whip. Honestly, there's nothing like Miracle Whip. It's the only one of its kind.
Now, Ed, don't get excited. I'd just love to have something to eat. And on a day like this, I'd love nothing more than a good, cool salad made of, well, lots of fresh vegetables and plenty of Miracle Whip. But I couldn't eat it here.
Couldn't eat it here? Why not?
Because when Waring's here, it takes my appetite.
Well, then why don't you take your appetite right over to that table in the corner and start eating?
You know, if I didn't know you fellas so well, I'd think you really meant those things you say to each other.
Okay, Ed. Now bring me a cheese sandwich and one of those salads made with that salad dressing of yours.
Oh, well, now, it's not my salad dressing, Sergeant. Miracle Whip is made by Kraft, and by golly, they make it so good that I understand it's America's favorite salad dressing.
Say, tell me something. If you made America's favorite salad and forgot to put Miracle Whip on it, what would you have?
Oh, that's easy. America's favorite salad, undressed.
Oh, my. Well, wrap them up, Ed.
All right, you will, Mike. Right away.
Now you, Waring. What can you tell me about Jack Landis?
Nothing more than I have.
Well, then what about Whitey Acosta?
Never heard of him.
Oh, I can see you're not going to be so much help.
Well, I like to leave a few odds and ends for you. It's good for your morale.
Who is this Whitey Acosta, anyway?
Well, according to our information, he's Landis's partner.
Must have been a silent partner. I thought Landis worked the job alone.
Well, maybe the girl can tell me something.
What girl?
Thelma Patterson. Landis used to go with her.
Have you talked to her yet?
No, didn't want to tip her off. We have a man stacked out in front of her building in case Landis comes by, but he hasn't shown, so I guess we'll have to try the girl.
Now, what does she look like?
Cute, they tell me.
Well, Corbett, seeing as how you're over your head again, perhaps I can be persuaded to lend assistance.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll question the girl.
Oh, thanks just the same, Waring, but one of my men can handle it.
Well, how will he handle it? Now, me?
I wouldn't think of troubling you.
It's no trouble.
It's a matter of routine.
You'd be amazed how interesting routine can be sometimes. And I have a free evening, so, Corbett, where does she live?
Hello?
Hello, Corbett.
Oh, Waring, did the girl succumb to your charms?
Haven't seen her yet.
Well, then why this call?
When I got to her apartment house, there was a crowd in the alley. Been another shooting.
Huh?
Yeah, the night squad is there now. But I thought you'd like to run over, even though you're through for the day. This looks like part of your case.
How?
Well, you're looking for Landis.
Is he there?
Yep.
Well, what happened? Did he shoot the girl?
Not exactly, Corbett. Somebody shot him.
Elliot, I've got to talk to you.
What is it?
Jack's been murdered.
What? Where? When?
Right downstairs, just after you left.
Are the police there?
Not up here, but there's a big crowd down below. I can see them from the back window.
Well, just sit tight.
But the gun with the fingerprints, he had it.
Oh, that's right. We've got to do something.
There's somebody at my door.
Police?
Maybe.
Don't tell them a thing.
We'll have to tell them.
Not now. I'll try to get word to you.
All right. Goodbye. I'm coming. Yes?
Thelma Patterson?
That's right.
I'm Sergeant Corbett of the New York Police Department.
Police? Why? What's wrong?
You used to go with Jack Landis, didn't you?
Yes, but
when's the
I...
last time you saw him?
Not for weeks.
You're sure? Sure you didn't see him today?
Of course not. Why?
Would it surprise you if I were to tell you Landis was killed today?
No, not any day.
Well, you don't seem very upset.
I told you, Jack and I have been finished for weeks.
Well, we're going to have to ask you some questions. Do we come in?
But I don't know anything.
Well, who cares? We'd still like to come in.
Who is this, Sergeant?
Mike Waring.
The Falcon?
Yeah, you were right, Corbett. Real cute.
What?
I was hoping we could get acquainted.
Now, see here, Mr. Waring.
Oh, you don't have to worry. Corbett's here to chaperone. Oh, don't mind me.
Are you kidding?
Well, Thelma, do we come in?
All right. But I don't know what I can tell you.
Well, we'll worry about that when we ask. Come in, Corbett.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Miss Patterson, what can you tell us about Whitey Acosta?
I don't know any such person.
Well, he used to go with Landis.
Yes.
Whitey was a friend of Landis.
I wouldn't know.
But you must have met him sometime.
Now, hold it, Corbett. Don't mind the sergeant, Thelma. He has to bring in a suspect, so he's a little irritable. You better humor him, or he might decide the suspect is you.
But I don't know
him. Well, do you know anyone who would know?
I don't think it... Well, wait a minute.
Now, what is it?
You might try Happy's Bar. Jack used to hang around there. Perhaps he met this Whitey there. Perhaps someone there may know.
Well, thanks, Angel. I'll try it. So long.
Hey, where are you going, Waring?
Happy's Bar. And Corbett, did you learn anything about routine?
What's yours, mister?
I'm not drinking today.
How come you're hanging over a bar?
I'm looking for someone.
Expect to find him in the bottles?
Could be. Are you happy?
I'm dancing with joy, can't you see?
The guy they call Happy, owner of this fire trap.
They call me Happy. What they call you?
Mike.
And when you go formal?
Mike Waring.
Mike Waring.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of a Falcon by that name once.
Well, now that we know each other, do I get some help?
Who are you looking for?
Whitey Acosta.
Whitey, eh?
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you drop this 20?
20. Thanks, Waring. Maybe you'd better come with me.
Delighted.
Right through back. This way.
All right.
You friend of Whitey's?
The National Broadcasting Company interrupts this program to bring you a special bulletin. General Matthew Ridgway has accepted the enemy's proposal to meet next Sunday to discuss preliminary plans for a ceasefire in Korea. He asks that a 3-man UN liaison team be given safe conduct to Kaesong. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
This door right here. I'll turn on the light.
There's nobody in here.
There he is.
Now! Hey!
Hey! Get out of here! I'd like to, Waring. I'm an obliging guy. By the way, do you like beer?
Yes.
Fine. You just sit there like a good little boy and keep your mouth shut or you'll get a bottle right between the eyes.
Hello, Waring.
I see guns are being worn in the hand these days.
Just a precaution, like locking you in here.
Would you be Whitey Acosta?
It's possible. What do you want with him?
Rectify an error. Somebody hired me to check on Jack Landis. I did, but I stopped short of you, assuming you are Whitey.
What have I got to do with Landis?
You worked with him, if you're Whitey.
Where'd you hear that?
From that famous character. Very reliable source.
Source must have a name.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Was it the girl? What girl?
Thelma Patterson. I warned Landis about her.
And you admit knowing Landis?
Lots of people knew him.
But you work for him.
I didn't say that.
He was a studious type, liked to travel on wits and charm. Shooting someone down like Hollister seemed a little out of character. Not much, but a little. You could have been his muscles.
You're trying to tie the Hollister job to me?
It's worth thinking about.
It'll take more than thinking. Mm-hmm.
Then there's the Landis job. You could have done that.
What Landis job?
Oh, haven't you heard? He's been killed, too.
What? What kind of a gag is that?
Oh, believe me, when I try for laughs, I do better than that.
It's her.
Who?
Thelma Patterson. Landis told me he was going to put a heat on Crane and her.
Oh, when did he tell you this?
Today.
Then you saw him today.
So I saw him today. Make something out of it. It was early.
And he was going to turn on the heat?
Yeah. They must have had enough heat already. So it works backward, and they sick you onto me so I can take the rap. Yeah, it adds up.
Yeah, you're pretty good at figures, Whitey. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
All I got to get ahead of is that girl.
Well, maybe I can help you. If you'll help me.
What can you do?
If you're telling the truth, plenty. So how's it putting away that heater and letting me at it, huh? Homicide, Sergeant Corbett speaking.
Hello, Corbett. I found Whitey Acosta.
Good. Now you can lose him.
What?
The case is all wrapped up without Whitey.
Well, bully for you. What happened?
Well, we found the gun, and it has fingerprints on it.
Mm-hmm. Whose are they?
Who's do you think?
Well, offhand, I'd guess the girl.
Well, what do you know? He wins the gold-plated uppers. Yeah, you're right, Waring. The murder gun shows a nice, clear set of Thelma Patterson's prints.
This is Ed Herlihy again, friends. I am no detective, but I do know that things look bad for Thelma right now. After all, no two fingerprints are the same. Each one is distinctive, different. All of which reminds me to tell you about distinctive, delicious Miracle Whip. There's no other salad dressing like it.
Miracle Whip
has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip
tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip,
only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip.
Best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip is the only one of its kind because it's a different type of salad dressing made from a secret craft recipe. Miracle Whip combines the best qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, so it's truly distinctive and delicious with a flavor millions of folks call just exactly right. Try it, won't you? One taste will tell you why it's America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. A few hours have passed since Corbett told Mike the case was as clear as Thelma's fingerprints on the murder gun. However, Thelma insists on her innocence. And now at headquarters, she's trying to prove it to the Falcon and Corbett.
But, Sergeant, I cooperated with you before, didn't I? Why won't you believe me now?
Well, I'd like to, but I believe fingerprints even more.
But I can explain about them.
Well, go ahead.
Jack came and threatened me if I wouldn't hide him out. I pulled a gun to protect myself and chased him out of the apartment. And then somebody must have stolen the gun and killed him.
Well, that makes real sense.
Well, it might, Corbett, at that.
Yeah, Waring? Well, who'd know about the gun? Who'd have opportunity to steal it?
I can think of one person.
Now, who?
Her boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend. Not since Jack.
Oh. Well, Corbett, looks like we're ready for Whitey.
Yeah. Levine.
Yes, Sergeant?
Bring us Whitey Acosta.
Yes.
You found Whitey? But he doesn't know...
Well, we'll see what he knows.
You want me, Sergeant?
Yeah, Whitey. Waring tells me you saw Landis today.
That's right.
Did he say anything to you about the girl?
Yeah. He suspects she found herself a new playmate. Said he was going to find out if she had, he was going to make things hot for them.
So that's your evidence. Jack suspected. A lot that proves.
Well, don't be impatient, sweetheart. We have more.
Yeah. Levine.
Yes, Sergeant.
Let's have Crane.
Yes, sir.
Crane?
Elliot Crane. You know, he's going to be disappointed about you telling us you got no boyfriend. He had an idea he was it.
Thelma, are you all right?
Elliot, how much... What have you told him?
Everything. The whole truth. I had to.
Well, that's more than we can say for your girlfriend.
I wanted to keep Elliot out of this. As long as you found out about him anyway, I might as well tell the truth now.
Well, that'll be nice for a change.
Well, Elliot and I were together, and Jack came in with a gun.
Yeah, I told him about me getting the gun, so that's why my prints would be on
it. Let her tell it, Elliot.
But it was like Elliot says...
All right, that explains his prints, except the murder gun had yours, not his.
I know.
What's that? You didn't tell me about...
I can explain.
Jack ordered us to obey him. And then he left with the gun that had Elliot's fingerprints on it. He picked it up with a handkerchief in his hand so the fingerprints wouldn't be destroyed. And then Elliot and I talked for a little while, and then he left.
What did you decide?
I was going to do what Landis wanted, because I didn't want anything to happen to Thelma.
I said let her tell it.
Sorry.
That's the way it was. Anyway, a little later I went out, and I went through the alley. It's a shortcut to the next street. And there was Jack, dead, and the gun nearby.
The one with Crane's prints?
I was afraid it was the same gun, so I picked it up and wiped off the prints. And then I heard someone coming, so I ducked into a doorway. And I held the gun in case I'd have to use it to get away. That's how I got my prints.
Oh, you admit you were going to use a gun in a getaway.
Well, I couldn't be found there with the gun. I knew how it would look.
Wouldn't look any worse than it does now.
I was frightened. I wasn't thinking too clearly. Anyway, whoever came hurried away. I guess to call the police. I was in such a panic by that time, I just dropped the gun and ran.
And you expect us to believe that?
Oh, why not, Corbett? People do screwy things when they're scared.
Oh, tell me, you believe her, Waring.
Well, since she didn't kill Landis, I don't see why not.
Who says she didn't kill Landis?
Whitey says so, because he did it.
What? Whitey?
That's right, Corbett. Whitey's the murderer. So go ahead, make your arrest.
All right, Waring. Whitey killed Landis because they had the 100 grand from the charity swindle stashed away, and Whitey decided to keep the whole pile for himself.
That's right, Corbett. And he felt sure we'd pin the killing on Elliot Crane or the girl Thelma. That's why he was willing to cooperate with us.
But where'd he slip up?
Well, he said when Landis visited him that Landis suspected Thelma had another boyfriend. But Landis didn't confirm it till later.
Yeah, so?
When I first saw Whitey, he specifically named Crane. In fact, that's how I was able to locate Crane.
Oh, yeah. So that meant Whitey had seen Landis again after the visit to the girl.
Mm-hmm. Which puts him at the murder scene. Landis took Whitey along for protection and left him waiting outside to be ready if anything went wrong, just like he did at Hollister's.
And Whitey killed him. Some protection.
Well, he shouldn't have been surprised. If a man puts his life in the hands of a gunman, he's playing with gunfire.
Do you like rich, delicious, chocolate-flavored malteds? Well, you can make a malted just like that right in your own kitchen with Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk. Just make a tasty paste of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk and a little milk in the bottom of a big glass. Fill the glass with chilled milk, stir it once more, and there. A Kraft malted is mighty nourishing, too, because it's filled with all the food values in milk. Get a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk from your grocer and enjoy a Kraft malted often. The Case of the Vanishing Varmint. The Case of the Vanishing Varmint. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that dead bodies, like bad pennies, always turn up. So be sure to listen at this same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written tonight by Jerome Epstein, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Chuck Webster as Sergeant Corbett. Friends, 175 years ago, a small group of Americans signed the Declaration of Independence. Today, more than ever before, let's remember that the freedoms that great document provides us must be preserved by eternal vigilance. This is Ed Hurley speaking for the Kraft Foods Company. Here, It Pays to Be Ignorant, tonight on NBC.